This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
And clouds
until
white.
10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions and give you as much information on what to do in the garden as possible.
And I think to
so
myself,
we brought on with us John Harrison from the Espoma Company to give us some great information. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Patrick. It's a joy to be with you on this glorious April morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. It means spring is here, and we can talk about some great things we can be doing to be successful in our garden at this point in time. So I want to start out right away. Just give us a little bit of information about Espoma. Everybody knows Espoma. You guys have been with us for years upon years. But if you could just tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, I'd love to do that. We're a fourth-generation family-owned business, so we still have original family ownership. We've been in business for 91 years, and over those 91 years, we've always been an organic fertilizer company for the horticultural trade, and we're very proud of our heritage, and we're looking forward to continuing the business, pass it on to the next generation.
Awesome. You guys are a great company with all your organic products. I love it. I talk about them all the time. You know, first thing anybody asks me, what do you need to do this? All right, it's some sort of tone. It definitely is. Now, let's talk about the tones, if you will. You have some great ones, the holly tone, plant tone, garden tone, tree tone. I mean, I could go on. But holly tone, this is the time of year to be putting those on our evergreens, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking out in my backyard, and I'm seeing PJM rhododendrons that are in bloom and daffodils. And right now is a really good time to think about cleaning up the garden, raking away the debris and from last fall over the winter, applying the holly tone to evergreens and such, and then go ahead and use the mulch. It's time to get started, at least here where I am in New Jersey. So that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Definitely, it's going to be a warm one this week. So I know everybody, you know, we're everybody's stuck at home, but let's work in the garden. Now, can you explain a little bit on how to use the product and how you would apply it? Because I think that's one where a granular, everybody's used to, you know, that liquid fertilizer. It's easy, right? It's easy to use, if you will. But the granular form, the longer lasting product here, how would you apply that?
Well, it's actually very simple. You simply sprinkle it on the soil surface around the drip line of the shrub or tree. Drip line is kind of the outer edge where we call it the drip line because that's where the outer edge of where water would drip off the shrub. And then you would just go ahead and water it. And then if you're going to apply mulch on top of it. It's nothing could be easier. There's no mixing, no worrying about how much to go in a gallon of water, anything like that. Just simply look at the rates on the package and sprinkle it on the soil accordingly and go ahead and water. It's very simple.
Awesome. Now, with a holly tone, for example, right now, the recommendation is to do once in the spring and then again in the fall, right?
Yeah, typically we want to see an early spring application of the full rate on the package, and we say in the bag a late fall application at half strength. And we don't want to, in the fall, we don't want to encourage a lot of growth because it won't harden off in time for winter. But it does help the plant get through the winter with a little bit of nutrients. So all you really need for most of those plants is a spring application and a half-strength fall application, and you're good to go.
Perfect. Now, everybody's starting plants at home now where, you know, when we're able to get them, you know, if it's curbside or delivered to the house, we want to, when we're buying plants, we need a good start. And you guys have an awesome one that I know everybody loves called Biotone Starter. Can you explain what that is and what it does?
Sure, I'd love to. Biotone Starter Plus is the ultimate starter plant food. And we say that because it's a blend of all the great organic ingredients that are in our tone products that you mentioned. It has the biotone microbes, which has been proven to show great improvements in all plant metrics. And then we add both endo and ectomycorrhizae. Now, that's a really fancy word, but it basically means a fungi that forms a symbiotic relationship with plant roots. And the result is that the plant grows a tremendous root mass, much larger, very quickly. So plant with more roots has better ability to take in water and nutrients. It grows bigger, blooms more. If it's a high-value plant in the landscape, it's more likely to survive the first summer drought. And we think it's a game-changer in terms of getting plants started. Use it just about anything you plant with Biotone Starter Plus.
I definitely agree with you. It is a game-changer. The company I work for, Mahoney's, we actually have a compost planting mix that has some of that biotone mixed in it because we believe in it that much. It's pretty cool stuff. I highly recommend it to anybody who's planting anything, as you said. Now, you have so many different tones. We could spend all day talking about them, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about some other things that you guys have and timely products. Right now, you have some lawn fertilizers that we could be putting down early spring right now, right?
Absolutely. We have the Espoma Organic Lawn Foods. There's an annual feeding program of four individual applications, early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. And then also people like to use our weed preventer sometimes. If they've had a crabgrass problem in the past, now would be a good time to think about applying the weed preventer. It's a corn gluten meal material, and it doesn't kill weeds. It doesn't kill anything that's up and growing, but does prevent seed germination and establishment. And that's the best way to attack a crabgrass problem is to stop it in the early spring. And a lot of people ask, with the corn gluten, the weed preventer, do I need that and the spring lawn fertilization? And the answer is the corn gluten provides a lot of organic nitrogen, so you'd use one or the other. You don't need both, but you should use one of them, whether it's the spring lawn booster or the Espoma Organic Weed Preventer to get the lawn started. And I'm looking out at my backyard, and I haven't put fertilizer on it yet. I'm going to do that today. And the lawn is okay. And if I go to the other side of the house where I put fertilizer about a week ago, the lawn is responding nicely and it's green. So it really makes a difference to apply fertilizer to your lawn. And either the weed preventer or the spring lawn booster are ideal this time of year.
Definitely. Now, with the program, the four applications, you guys actually have a pretty cool online rebate that you can get if you buy all four from a garden center, right?
Correct. There's a $20 mail-in rebate for the purchase of all four bags of the Espoma Organic Annual Feeding Program. And either the retailer has a coupon for it, or you can go to the lawn food section at espoma.com and apply for your rebate right there online.
Awesome. It's, it saves you some money. And, everybody, when anybody talks about any organic product, they always say, oh, it's expensive. Well, there's an expense to making it organic, but something like this, a rebate, you're not making it as expensive. So it is, I know everybody appreciates it, but I just wanted to make sure people knew there is a rebate out there. Now,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, I wanted to touch base a little bit on another lawn product that you guys have is the Lightning Lime. It's a great product. Can you just talk about it a little bit?
Sure. The Northeast Mid-Atlantic region of the country where a lot of your listeners are, not all of them, I know you have a wide network, but also other parts of the country, we have naturally slightly acidic soil. That's why we're able to grow great things like azaleas and rhododendrons and pine and spruce and such. But it's not perfect for the lawn. It's like some more slightly neutral soil, actually, just slightly acid. But the lightning line helps correct that. It takes the soil pH up into that perfect range for the turf. And the difference is that if the soil is too acid, the fertilizer you apply is not used as efficiently. So it's actually an investment as you apply fertilizer to use the line to make the fertilizer you apply more effective, and the lawn can take it. So, and it's typically done either in the late fall or early spring. And the cool thing about lightning lime is it reacts very quickly. You can see a pH change in 4 to 6, 7 weeks, depending on soil temperature and the type of soil you're in. So other limes may take an entire year to impact a change. So the lightning lime is a great addition to the lawn program because it changes soil pH, makes the fertilizer more available to grass, and it's a great investment to help your lawn for the entire year.
It definitely is. It's a calcitic lime, so that's where we're getting that fast, right acting right away. Compared to a regular bag of lime, you're going to need for something along this size. You're going to need to buy like 6 bags compared to buying 1 bag of the lightning lime. So it's actually worth it long term. So it's definitely a great product to do.
Now we're going to. On the back too.
Oh, by no means. I mean, a 30-pound bag versus 1 40-pound bag, that's already something there. But then 5 versus 1, I'm all in.
Correct.
So we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more with John from Espoma. So hang tight with us. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are joined by John Harrison from Espoma Company. And we've had some great information in regards to what we can do. And now, a lot of people are doing some seed starting and doing some planting in containers, etc. And you guys have awesome soils. I mean, I've used them myself, so I read the talking about the soils and the touch test, and it's so true. Your soils are awesome. Now, you guys have so many different ones. Can we touch base on a few of them, just to let people know out there what you guys have?
Sure. Right now, as you mentioned, a lot of people are doing some seed starting indoors, getting ready for the upcoming spring garden, vegetable garden. So we have the Espoma Organic Seed Starter. It's a great mix to begin starting seeds indoors. And we also have the all-purpose potting mix, which is kind of the go-to thing for anything in a container, whether it's a house plant indoors or whether it's, something to grow edibles out in a container or pots of annuals. So no matter what, we've got an organic potting mix to meet just about every gardener's need.
Now, you have, we have the Biotone starter that we talked about, but these bags have what's called Mycotone. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It's in the previous segment, we talked about mycorrhizae and that being a game changer in terms of helping plants create big, giant root systems quickly, which is a game changer in terms of how the plant's going to perform for the year. And we take the mycorrhizae and we put that in several of our soils. Certainly the seed starter that I talked about, the all-purpose potting mix, and we even have a cactus mix that has the Mycotone in there. So you go ahead and use the soil and the plants get the benefit of that mycorrhizae with right out of the bag.
Awesome. It's I've used a bunch of different soils that you have. One of my favorites would be the raised bed mix. It's perfect. It's got a great mix into it. It's not just, you know, a soil, but it's got earthworm castings, that mycotone, alfalfa meal, kelp meal, feather meal, to name a few. It's just such a good mix. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you know, people are trying to grow vegetables in the garden. One of the most popular ways to do that is the raised bed mix. So we think that they're going to be very, very happy when they fill the raised beds with the Aspen Organic raised bed mix. It has all those things you talked about, plus the mycotone, and it's going to be a great addition to our line for 2020. We're looking forward to that. I'm going to make a raised bed myself probably next weekend, and I'm going
to
give it a try.
Awesome. Now, we talked about the granular slow-release fertilizers at the beginning, but you guys have some liquid fertilizers that are so easy to use with that easy dose cap. Can you explain that process a little bit?
Sure. We know that some people just prefer to use a liquid plant food. And so a few years ago, we developed the line of those foam organic liquid products. As you mentioned, they have the easy dose cap, which takes the think out of it. So the cap measures the dose per quart for indoor mix or for gallon for the outdoor product. And you simply just split, pour, and then add water and feed. It's very simple. And sometimes I find, you know, even like I have containers around my deck and such, it's easier to use a liquid to feed those than it is the granular product. So we have that base covered, and it's also easier, and I think most people like to use a liquid product indoors. So we have both the outdoor version and the indoor version, and they all have the microbial aspect that we talked about in the tone. So they're bioactive products that really, really make a big difference in the performance of anything you feed with them.
Definitely. Now, I even noticed, you know, you said indoor and out. I know you started with a few, but you've grown with so many now. You have the tomato liquid fertilizer, even, you know, the citrus. So you can go indoors and out. That's the best part of this. Easy to do. I love the products that you guys have. You know, you have so many different products, but the great thing is the organic part of it. And that's one thing I know you guys pride yourself in, but I think it's awesome that you guys do.
Well, thank you. It's been part of our heritage since 1929. And if your listeners want to learn more about it, the website's simple. It's simply espoma.com. E-S-P-O-M-A. Thank you, Patrick.
Awesome, John. Thank you for joining us. As always, it is springtime when we talk with you, so we're getting excited for it. Again, it's Espoma, and espoma.com is the website. I use it all the time to get some information, so you guys should too. We'll take a break. We'll see you in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have to open our country again.
That's President Trump at yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing, saying Americans shouldn't be sitting around, and he wants to reopen the nation as quickly as possible.
We don't want to be doing this for months, we're going to open our country again.
U.S. small businesses have applied for over $5.4 billion in coronavirus relief loans. In a statement, Small Business Administration officials say more than 17,000 companies with 500 workers or less have applied through their local banks for those SBA-backed loans. It's designed to help companies meet payroll. It's part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Trump in late March. Companies that don't end up laying off or firing employees will then have that debt forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, I want to thank John from Espoma for helping us out and giving us some great information on the garden and what we could be doing with the different fertilizers, potting soils, etc. So, again, thank him. Espoma.com is the website to get some more information. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Julia is in Massachusetts.
Julia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a couple of questions
sure.
on my lawn. And to start off with, last week I put down Scott's, I think it's crabgrass fermenter plus fertilizer.
Yep.
Step one.
Okay.
But I have a lot of shade, and there's quite a bit of moss as well in different places, spotty. So I'd like to put down moss out as well, and I want to reseed a little bit. I have a very small lawn, about 1,000 square feet. So putting down the step one, can I reseed? Because it does have that crabgrass preventer in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be able to reseed. There is a product that has a starter fertilizer with crabgrass control that Scott's has, but then they also have just their crabgrass control with regular mm-hmm. fertilizer. So I believe if it said like step one right on the bag or something like mm-hmm. that, you're not going to be able to reseed. It's usually about 6-8 weeks before, because it can't tell the difference between a grass seed and a weed seed and the crabgrass seed. So it's going to kill any seed that comes up. That would be grass.
If I wait 6 weeks, would I be able to speak then?
You should be able to get it done without a problem at that point. You can also work on getting rid of the moss at this point by using that moss out. But I would suggest actually doing something else to help that area. So it's a very shady area, so it's got lots of moss, which means there's probably clay underneath the soil or a hard-packed soil. So you need to do something else to break that down to allow the water to go through. Because when it rains or the moisture stays, that's what's creating the moss.
Yeah.
So we want to break that clay up. So there's a couple products out there that you could use. You could use sulfur from Natural Alternative. Their sulfur product breaks up that clay that's underneath it. You'd need a couple applications. It will also release the nutrients that will help any of the lawn that's there grow. Or you could use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. It's the same type of application. Basically, both of them are a fast-acting gypsum. Now, gypsum is a product that, when you put down in just its regular gypsum form, can take a full year to really break down that clay. Whereas these two products, Sulfur or Love Your Soil, will start to break this down, and you can put it down in six-week intervals to really get going and break things down. So if you were to be able to get something like that, you know, you can order it with Natural Alternative online, or you can go to a local garden center and get the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. You put that down now, it's not going to affect the fertilizer that you've already done. But what it's going to do is do that next step when it comes to getting rid of moss. The moss is there because of that clay and the water sits there and the shade. It's also the acidity of the soil. So you'd be looking to do like a fast-acting lime as well as this soil conditioner. So it's a combination of them.
I have a question right now.
Yeah, sure.
Can I use Magical, the lime?
Yeah.
That's
a fast-acting lime, so that would be perfect to be putting down. So moss loves acidic soil, so that means your area is very acidic as well. So it's not just the soil underneath it, it's the pH. And your pH where moss is probably in the low fives. We want your lawn to be into the 6.5 to 6.8 range. So that MagiCal, you can put down over the lawn and do that right after you do the soil, Love Your Soil. And what I want to see you do is do it in 6 week intervals and three times this season. What that's going to do is really get that soil active and growing and allow water to flow through, nutrients to flow through the right way. And you'll notice a big change in your lawn, because the idea long term is to not have to put that crabgrass control down because you've taken care of the lawn and you're just fertilizing. So there are some steps that you need to take to break it down, and it's a couple more than, you know, really are talked about as much. But that MagiCal would be your fast-acting lime, and then Love Your Soil would be that fast-acting gypsum to break down the soil that's there, allowing the nutrients to flow through. So I would do that on top of the moss out that you want to use. Moss out is a granular. You sprinkle over all the moss. It'll turn black. You do have to rake up the moss and get rid of it. It doesn't just die and go into like compost. You actually, it'll turn black and you just have to rake it up. It's easy to pull up once that happens. Okay. All right, Julie, are you still with us? All right. It looks like maybe we're having some connection issues, but that's what we would be doing for the lawn to make that grow a little bit stronger. You know, moss is one of those things where it just tells you without even having to do a soil sample that there's an acidic soil and that it's probably clay-filled underneath it. And that's where the fast-acting lime and the fast-acting gypsum come around to work for you. So definitely highly recommend doing that to any lawn that has moss. Again, three applications. On the back of the package, it'll tell you to maintain your pH or maintain what's there. It's 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you're trying to change your pH one point in one season, it says 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So those are two things that I would look at for any yard that has moss in it. So definitely take a look and see what you can do for that going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We're here for a bit to answer your gardening questions. So we do have another call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Helen is in Lowell.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. There was a little buzz there. I'm afraid I'm going to be asking you to repeat some of what you just said, because
that's
I'm
okay.
Also calling about moss, but this time it's in my flower gardens. I don't think we have much in the grass here, and I'm just a few blocks away from you in Lowell. And last year I called you, and I put on the Love You Soil.
Yep.
There are two flower gardens. Well, actually, a third one, too, where moss is showing up a lot. And it got rid of it in about two-thirds of the garden I was treating last year, but there's still a third of it that has moss.
Okay.
And it's growing up around the roots of the daylilies and
yep.
the irises that I have there. So should I be repeating the Love Your Soil treatment or adding to it? What
so I would,
to the
I would want
caller?
You to, I would definitely want you to repeat that on the whole area, right, for the Love Your Soil. I would also want you to use Magical or a fast-acting lime, like a lightning lime from Espoma or anything along those lines to really help the pH, because that's another thing that's happening with the moss is it's acidic. So we need to work on the pH a little bit and bring it up. Unless you're growing in some of those areas like rhododendrons and azaleas, then I
no.
wouldn't put that lime down.
No, they're we have those, but they're in separate areas. They're not
okay.
in these I'm just saying three gardens. They're flowers.
Okay.
Iris
so,
peonies and daylilies and a mix of other things elsewhere, and then phlox, but it's just showing up all over. It seems to be all over the yard.
Well,
whereas before it was just in this one garden, which was kind of shady, and we have a big maple tree too
mm-hmm.
in the yard that probably contributes to it.
Yeah, so I would definitely say that contributes to it, and it's also what maple trees do. They're heavy feeders in the area, so any fertilizer you're putting down, they're going to try to pull it away from anything that's there as well.
Okay.
So that's why I would want you to do both. Use that Love Your Soil. Break up some of the clay, the acidity that's underneath it to get rid of the moss. Then add the lime, the fast-acting lime, to bring that pH up to more of a neutral pH. What it's going to do is it's going to allow any nutrients that are in the soil already that are trapped to kind of be exposed and allow to go to the plants that are there. It'll help them be stronger long term. So I definitely recommend doing both.
Okay.
And I know in small gardens, you know, you might look at it and say, oh, well, I don't need a 30-pound bag. I know on Magical and Love Your Soil, they have them in like a 5-pound bag or a 6-pound bag. So you can get them in small quantities. But the idea is I'd want to see you do it three times during this season. So it might make sense to get that bigger bag.
That's what I did last year. So I might have to get two because now I'm treating three spaces and not just the one that I treated last year.
Well, so that one space that you're doing, you won't have to go as heavy, the one space that you treated last year. You can go a little bit. You're just trying to maintain the balance of what it is. Whereas the other two, we're trying to change everything, right? So it's a soil conditioner, and once the soil has been broken up and is working, but you still want to feed that soil to condition it to grow the way you want. So you'll use less on that area and more on the others. And once you kind of get those going, you'll use them at the regular rate of like 6 pounds per thousand to really maintain it for the season. And you only have to do that like one time a year versus the three applications. So it's in the end, you're going to use less product. But right now, just to get it to where you need, you're going to need to use a little bit more.
Okay. And do I scrape off the moss?
So on these, I would definitely try to scrape up the moss and get rid of it. I'd have to look at a package of like a moss out or something like that to see. Some of them are meant for in-garden beds that you can just sprinkle around. It's like an iron-based product. I'd have to look at the package, but most moss out, they'll say that you can do it in the lawn or garden, so you could just spray it over there. Once it turns black or turns, you know, that different color, you have to scrape it out to get rid of it. It's not gonna just compost. You need to do something to it.
And you just can I put it in compost, or should I just put it in the yard waste?
I'd just put it in the yard waste, get rid of it from the house. You know, it takes the acidity of your compost and brings it down. You want that compost to be neutral.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, Helen, good luck. Have a great one. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break, and we'll wrap up the show after this.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. So, Nathan, who's up first today? Or next, at least.
Susan's in Falmouth.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Your program this morning on the Espoma Company was perfect for my question because I have a very old, probably about 30-year-old crabapple tree that I haven't treated too well in the last few years. So I've pruned it recently. It blooms every year, but it's getting weaker and weaker, it seems. Maybe it's just getting older. I don't know. But I've never fertilized it. And so I bought some tree tone granules, a four-pound bag, and I think from the instructions, I need the diameter of the tree to figure out how many pounds.
Yes.
But do you think the 4 pounds might be enough for the one tree?
How big is the tree, height-wise and everything?
It's probably 25 feet tall, something like that.
You're probably going to need more.
More, okay.
I would almost look at the 18-pound bag that they sell.
Oh, okay.
As the one that I would go with. Just based on... it's going to be the size of the tree is going to be bigger than what that bag can fulfill. So I would definitely look at maybe the 18-pound bag as one to use.
Okay. It was hard because I bought it at Mahoney's from the, you know, the curbside, and I didn't get to ask all the questions I wanted to ask.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. It's we're trying to do it real quick, right?
Yeah.
But I know you can call in and pre-order as well.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to them next
time. You can definitely also email. Which store were you looking at?
In Falmouth, East Falmouth.
Falmouth?
Yeah.
So you could actually email them at falmouth@mahoneysgarden.com.
Okay.
Tell them what you're looking for, and they'll be able to get back to you the best they can. Obviously,
okay.
It takes a little bit of time. But that'll cut the line in half, so you're not just sitting there trying to look at stuff. You can actually have it pre-done, and then you just pull up and pick it up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep, but another question.
Sure.
The fellow talked about, John talked about putting the granules down, sprinkling them around, and then watering them. Is it okay to do it when it's dry out then, or should I wait till it's going to rain, or should I just water it, or doesn't it matter?
So I would either, you know, if it's going to rain, great, do it then, or water it in. It doesn't really matter. It just wants to be watered in.
Okay.
So that's, however you do it, not a big deal. I usually, I'm kind of, you know, I wouldn't say I'm lazy, but I'd like to have somebody else do the work here, and that's what I would be allowing Mother Nature to do the work for me.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. And the drip line of my tree does go over my flower garden.
That's okay.
It's okay. I just sprinkle it wherever. Okay.
Yes, exactly. The drip line is where the root system is, so
mm-hmm.
you just want to make sure it gets to that area. If you put it too close to the tree itself, it's not going to get to where it needs to go, so that's why you want to go as wide as the tree is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, we are running out of time here, but we'll try and answer this question real quick. The next one, Nathan, who's up?
Bob in New Hampshire is up.
Bob in New Hampshire, hopefully we can do a quick question for you.
Yes, maybe I'll do it next week, but just a quickie. How do I prevent fungus in my vegetable garden? Tomatoes are getting killed with it every year.
Thin out the plants. Take out some of the lower leaves as it's growing up. Allow air to flow in a little bit easier, and only water underneath the tomato plant itself on the ground. Don't use an overhead sprinkler around tomatoes. Water sits on the leaves and causes the fungus, and the airflow that goes through, if there's too many leaves, it can't go through and dry the plant up the way you want it to. So you definitely want to water the soil, not the plant. Thin out some of those leaves as it gets up. It doesn't need all the leaves on the bottom or inside it as much. The plant can live without it.
Okay. I think that's where my problem is. I have an irrigation system. I'll have to turn that zone off. So
I would, and just water the tomatoes themselves on the soil. You'll see a tremendous change in it.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. I know there's one on the phone waiting. I don't have enough time to get you. I apologize. If you do have that question, you can email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Or you can wait till next week in that number, 855-660-4261. A couple things. I want to wish a happy birthday to my best friend, John. I know it's his birthday today, so we'll be celebrating from afar with you. And for everybody else, get out there, plant something. Be good to each other and take care of your neighbors, because it's all we got right now. We'll see you in a week.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.